But Efren's taken over. Ellsberg can't match him. Further back to down the outside. Glitterstrip running home. And then we've got Star Riser. But Efren's looking the goods. The length and half clear from Ellsberg. And kept going. Efren bounces back today. Efren's won well from Ellsberg. And third to Montbuster. Fourth Glitterstrip, followed by Star Riser.
He lived up to the potential and more. It was a very dominant win in the Guns, Sin, that he ran the time to boot. And for Michael Kent Jr., he wasn't up north. He's been locked in with all of us here in Victoria. He would have been watching with a big smile on his face because he's been talking this horse up for a long time, and he is certainly delivering. Michael, well done on the win.
Thank you very much, Michael.
What was the build-up? Were you a bit nervous? Do you get nervous with a horse like this when there is so much hype and expectation?
Yeah, of course. You always get nervous, especially from Barrier 1. It was going to be quite messy there for the first stage. They put the handbrake on and he started to get a bit keen. And I was like, oh, God. But James is such a brilliant rider, and thankfully left a little window open for him. And once he got one off, I thought, beautiful, we're in the right spot there, and he'll do the rest. So it was a good watch in the end. James is a good rider, and it just worked out perfectly.
I was watching the race. I was a bit surprised that they left that window open, that they didn't put him in the zip fastener, but James was able to get him one off the fence, and from then, as he said, it was a pretty easy watch. What's the feedback been from J-Mac, his first sit on Ayrton?
Yeah, so I saw the post-race video, and James just said he's just so raw, he did so much wrong. He wobbled around the top of the straight, and there's still more to come, which that's the exciting part for us. He's very much a big baby. So, I think that was sort of, a better race for him than Stradbroke in hindsight, and it'll just bring him on nicely without cooking him. And now for a break, it's a perfect springboard into the spring.
I was going to say that even though the prize money was a pretty big differential, having a look at the Stradbroke where you need a lot of luck and there were a lot of hard luck tails in the race, it's a high-pressure race, it may actually bode better for him in the future to have what he was able to do on Saturday rather than tackle the Group 1 Stradbroke.
No doubt, exactly. And we ticked the mile box, and James actually said he was going as fast on the line as he was at the furlong market, which he loved. So that was big tick there that he'll get further even than the mile. So, very stride. He's got a very big stride, as you can see. So Barrier 1's the worst barrier for him. He needs room. And honestly, would have preferred him to be 3-wide without cover even. But as I said, it just was beautiful. James got one off, and then he was 2 off on cornering. So it was pretty to watch.
No doubt about that. And how much improvement can you, as a trainer, get any idea what he may be able to continue to improve and how much more improvement there is? Because he's only lightly raced. It's just his second real campaign. So how much more is there?
I don't know if you can measure that, but any horse that sort of 4 wins from 5 starts and doing it in the level he's doing it and running the time, that was the thing for us as well. I think he's 1.5 seconds faster than Rainier and Kementari and nearly a second faster than the Group 1 2-year-old race. So he ran the time, did it comfortably without being really, smacked with the whip or anything. And, the physical improvement will come again, I think, with his spell. So it looks a Group 1 horse coming. I don't know. I don't know how you measure that, but he's obviously as exciting as you might see for any 3-year-old. So hopefully he remains sound and healthy and we can have a good spring with him.
And it sounds like you've been very persuasive and you've been able to talk the boss into going for the big pot of cash, the Golden Eagle. Is that going to be the main target in the spring?
Yeah, I think so. It does make sense, doesn't it? So it's the right distance. We saw on Saturday he goes that way of going very nicely. And against 4-year-olds only, so we don't have to meet the likes of Zaki or any internationals that may come across, really. So, it'll work out nicely. Probably have 2 or 3 runs into it. We haven't at all worked out a program, but he's on his way, as we speak, to Bennett Lodge near Penrith there, where we also spelled Profiteer and Quantum Mechanic, lovely farm, and probably has time to have sort of 3 or 4 weeks max and then back down here and kick off again.
I was going to say, would he have a campaign that begins in Melbourne, or would you consider running him solely in Sydney in the build-up to the Golden Eagle?
Yeah, no idea, but that's the beauty of the little campaign we've just had, is that he's had that experience going that way of going, and we know comfortably if we did run him in Melbourne all the runs leading up to a Golden Eagle, he'd be fine. Options are open, and we'll discuss it with obviously Mick and the Roller Dice team and the other owners and work it out.
There'll be a couple of nice 1400-metre races around Caulfield that might suit him in the early part of the Spring Carnival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's got the sort of racing style that would suit those sort of races too, so all good.
Very exciting indeed, and it was a great performance by Odium until the Flaxen Flash ran past Brooklyn Hustle in the last few metres. She's performed really well in what's probably been a bit of a stop-start campaign.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was going well. It just COVID sort of changed her program a little bit, and then the barrier mishap at her second last start, but she was enormous, wasn't she? 7 weeks between runs, so she was essentially first up, and we knew there'd be improvement to come, and had a very awkward barrier draw, which ultimately sort of probably cost her the race. She was four wide, no cover, but James did not love the kick she gave off the back of a tough run, and just gunned down by a very good mare who did get an express lane, it looked like, out wide. And I think we had the most improvement to take out of any horse going to the Tats Tiara, and J-Mac has confirmed to ride her again there. I think she drops in weight for 55.5. She will improve going up in distance too. She's probably best at 7 to a mile. If we can draw a barrier and get a nice run, then she'll be awfully hard to beat. She's a proper Group 1 filly or mare, and she's pretty lightly raced too, which is exciting. I think they're going to have a lot of fun with her over the next couple of seasons.
What could she be aimed at in a Spring Carnival after the Tats Tiara? We know that she's a good miler. We know that she can stretch out in distance, and there's been the want to do that. What would you have in the back of your mind for a Spring for her?
Yeah, well, she, you know, Group 1, so the obvious one's the Maya, which she was beaten a nostril in the Spring previously. Otherwise, you're into sort of your weight for age Group 1s, I would have thought. Over seven to a mile, but yeah. We haven't thought about that at all.
SMS, interesting question from a listener here saying, after J-Mac's ride on Saturday, is the Ayrton ride still promised to Jamie Carr in the Spring?
I don't know. Nick did say that to the media that it was her ride. But, I'm not sure. We'll work it out when the time comes.
Oh, very diplomatic. It was a big weekend. Can you give us a Queen's Birthday winner today? You've just got the one runner, is it, at Mornington River Views?
Yeah, sure. He's still a maiden, but he raced very well last time and probably beaten by a smart one of Archie Alexander's heavy track boxes ticked. He ran well last time on that, so that's no problem. He'll race forward and he'll give a good sight. More hopeful than confident, though, Michael.
All right. Well, good luck today. Well done on the weekend.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Mick Ken Jr. joining us there. Time